planned a plan for our lives. And we know that that plan is not something just destructive, but is something that has intention for blessings to flow to us. Lord, we always desire to follow you. However, we know that sometimes we aren't able to follow you as we desire and as you desire. Please, Lord, allow us to be guided both by you and to trust your guidance. Allow us to trust your word and to believe in it. Allow us to follow you. Please fill us with the Spirit so this is possible. Allow us to know you in an even greater way today and to be able to understand to the depth of your love and your amazing plan. Please guide us in this way. Please watch over Pastor Ishitobi as he speaks today. May your strength be what strengthens him, and allow our spiritual eyes to be able to hear and see your words. We pray this in the name of Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now we're going to have a message from Hisashi Ichitobi. He's the pastor of Rise Church in the United States. He always comes back to Japan in the summer and gives a message. So this is a wonderful opportunity. So please welcome him. Welcome. And summer, and I've come back to Japan again, and I'm so grateful to see you. It's wonderful to see all of you each year, and thank you for welcoming me and allowing me to be able to share a word with you as well. I'm very grateful. Every summer, I come with my family, and I would like to show you a picture of them. Here we go. This is my wife, Hosanna. And she is the daughter of Pastor Anjiki and his wife. And we are pastoring Rise Church in the U.S. in California. My daughter is 15 years old now. And starting in fall, she is going to be a high school student. My son is 11, and he's working on playing baseball every day. And Zento is my youngest son. And he is really enjoying his time in Japan and playing around a lot. And our dog is Pinky. And Pinky is actually a name that was given to the dog by my daughter, who noticed that he was pink when he was young. And this doesn't mean small finger in English. It could also be, anyway, it means the color pink. Anyway, we live in the U.S. And we have a great understanding of Japanese and American differences. There's a lot of things that are different, but there's also really interesting aspects where things are the same. For example, pinky, meaning small finger, is something you do in Japan where you like link fingers together to make a promise, and that's also the same in America. We say pinky promise in order to promise something. So it's kind of interesting that this is a similarity. And there's like old father jokes in Japan, and they're kind of rude, and they're kind of like boring jokes that like elder people say in Japan. And this is similar in America, because in America we say dad jokes. So sorry to fathers, but apparently this is a similar thing. And you may know instagenic or insta something, and insta something is used to share pictures, for example, on Instagram. And this type of culture is similar both in America and Japan. Right now in America and Japan and around the world, there is something that's spreading around, and that's a disease, and that's the same. It's the disease to not be fulfilled. I just made up the name for it, but it's just this disease or state in which you don't feel fulfilled. This is the same not just in America and Japan, but around the world. For example, on Instagram, if you receive a good liking of it, then you have this desire to like do better next time, to get more likes, and you want to do make more of an effort the next time, and you just never feel fulfilled, and you just always are trying to do more and feeling empty. And you try to come up with new things to talk about. For example, something unfortunate that happened recently was in India, and there was somebody who got the flu, and they wanted to go to this dangerous area to get this specific picture of waterfall, and they were trying to take a picture and fell, actually died by falling 300 meters due to slipping on something. And this is something not just happened in India, but also in the Yosemite Park in America. There was somebody who wanted to really get a good picture, and they wanted to get a better image and a better like liking of the photo. And so they went to extreme lengths and actually ended up being injured. And this has happened also in Taiwan and other countries as well. So people just feel they're not satisfied and don't have enough, and they're just trying to get more and more and more, and that actually can end up hurting them. Because you just try harder and harder, and you just don't get the fulfillment that you're desiring out of it. And so this disease of not being fulfilled is something that I feel is really going around the world right now. This is something that can also be similar for drugs or alcohol as well. You'd feel, oh, if I just get a little bit, then you can want more, and then you want more and more, and you still don't feel satisfied. As soon as you get what you think you need, it may satisfy you just for a little bit, but then you want more of it, and you want something better. And so there's just no limit to it. You just don't feel fulfilled. And this is what's going on around the world right now. People make an effort and try to do something well, which is a good thing. You want to do well, and you want to achieve greater things. For example, in the Olympics, there are new world records, and having set those is an amazing thing. To achieve something or to do better than you've done before is truly a gift from God. However, for people, when they try to just do more and more and more for their own personal reasons, then does that really satisfy their heart? This unfulfillment disease is something that I can feel also when I am raising my own children. When the children want some new toy or something, then I want to, you know, give it to them as much as possible. And when I do, it's great. But then after a week or so, then something better comes out. And then they're like, oh, I want this. I want this instead. And then it's just no limit to it. And trying to please them is something that I struggle with, because I want them to really realize that what they really need is just spending time with me as a parent and making them realize what is really important in their lives. In America and Japan as well right now, it's pretty much the same situation that with Amazon, everybody just buys whatever they want, and you can get anything just any time, even that day. And then you see something else, then you can try to get it even faster, and your heart just never feels satisfied. This is the type of world that we're living in right now. As for the Bible, it explains that being fulfilled with joy, filled, is something that is maybe different than what we're living with right now, because we know God is the one who can truly fulfill us, and Jesus Christ, through his word, is the one who is able to truly fulfill us. And let's think about that a little bit today. Today's title is Overflowing with Joy, and I have two main points to look at. The first point today is, in order to be overflowing with joy, what is it that you need to do? Humanity has suffered from this unfulfilling disease even from the Garden of Eden, because Adam and Eve were there, and then there was a snake that came along, and the snake said, well, if you really are you really satisfied with God's relationship with you? Don't you think there could be something better? And your eyes will be open even more, and then you're going to be even greater than God. He tempted them. And in this way, humans fell. They wanted to get something better than what they already had, and they wanted to be more fulfilled, they thought, than what they already were. And this is the start of this unfulfillment disease, and it is what is continuing even on till today. However, humans' effort and the things that the world has to offer are things that cannot truly satisfy us. The reason why is that true fulfillment is something that was only offered in the relationship with God that was first offered in the Garden of Eden. And losing that means that our hearts will always feel unsatisfied no matter how hard we try at things. And this relationship with God is something that Jesus Christ came to earth to fix. He came to resolve this unfulfilling disease and to resolve our issue of sin on the cross. Because of that, he was able to share his joy with us. And because of that, our relationship with God can be recreated. We can be freed from this unfulfillment disease and cured of it. Today's passage is John 16:24. Let's read it once more. Until now, you have not been asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. That's what Jesus said. John 16:24 is a passage at the end, at the Last Supper, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He was talking about his relationship with Father God. He was explaining how he and the Father were one, and how this relationship was so perfected it could not be split apart. And Adam and Eve, at the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve broke the relationship with God. And Jesus explained that he had that restored relationship. And in light of what Jesus did, he could restore the brokenness that started in the Garden of Eden. This is what we can look forward to in God's kingdom. And Jesus promised this. Until we go to heaven, though, we need to live in this world that's got a lot of confusion and this unfulfillment disease that just goes around at all times. However, we have another helper, the Holy Spirit, and that was promised in John 16 by Jesus as well. After that, we know that we can have this same relationship with God and pray to him. And that is what Jesus taught the disciples for the first time, telling them that we can pray in his name. And since then, we have the opportunity to pray in Jesus' name. Through this prayer, well, for example, a child who prays in Jesus' name, prays to his Father, and in this way aligns his heart with that of God. And that restores the relationship with God. We can do this through our praying to God. If we don't pray through Jesus' name, then we don't have this opportunity to further our relationship and deepen it with God. That's why he encourages us to pray in his name. We are to have this deep relationship with God as God desires. At the end of John 16, in verse 33, it says, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. We can be fulfilled and saved from this unfulfillment disease. We don't have to just give in to it. Paul also mentioned this topic to the church in Corinth when he told them that the troubles would be continuing. However, believing in Jesus Christ and being reborn was also a possibility, and that would allow for recreation. This would allow the recreation of the relationship with God. This unfamiliar disease is going around the world, but we can know the character of God and also desire to have the heart of God as well. When we do so, then we can be truly referred to as a child of God. In 2 Corinthians 6:18, it says, "And I will be the father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." In English, this passage refers to the sons and daughters as sons and daughters. And this means that we are truly sons and daughters of Father God. However, when we're living in this world, sometimes we forget about this. We try to do our best on our own, and we try to fulfill our hearts with things of this world, and we forget the true blessings of Jesus Christ, and we forget that we're a son and daughter of God sometimes. This is something that it can even be the same for pastors. There was a time when I was actually made aware of this. There's a new leader who is coming to speak at my church, at the Rise Church, and he's a person who has spoken at many places, and he spoke before us. He said around the world that pastors are really hurt. They're very tired. As for COVID, that really caused a lot of problems for them. And they really forgot that they were a son and daughter of God. That's something that they really have to think about and come to mind. And that really helped me when I heard that. Because in this difficult world we're living in, and especially because of COVID and how that impacted the church, I was just concerned about, like, could I become a good pastor? Could I continue with my work? And I was just always thinking of how much harder I needed to try. But I realized there was no answer to doing that. That the answer was to be realized that I am a son of God. And there was another pastor who also encouraged me in this way as well. There's no way that you can become a good Christian or a pastor or anything for that matter without God. And so that's something that I had to really go back to. And this is true for all Christians, not just for me as a pastor. We have to keep returning to the truth that we need to have a strong relationship with God. If we just try to do everything on our own power and be fulfilled with things of the world, then we will actually forget that we are a son or daughter of the King. We need to really seek our fulfillment in life from Him. And in that way, we know Jesus has promised that we will be satisfied. The other day, my family came to Japan before I did. And there was a period about 2 weeks that they were here and I was still in America. I wasn't able to see them, of course. And my 5-year-old son would call me every day. And of course, my wife too. But my 5-year-old son, the older son and daughter were just kind of, you know, they were fine. But the younger son would always call me wanting to see me. And because we were always together before that, you know, he would always ask for things or whatever, but he really realized that he wanted just FaceTime to be able to see each other. And that was something that actually gave me a renewed sense of joy. It wasn't that we'd had to do anything special, but just to be connected. And that brought about joy in my heart. And that was what I experienced. And at that time, what I realized was that this joy is the joy that Jesus was likely talking about. The joy of being in a deep relationship with Father God. And that alone is what provides a satisfying joy. That's what I thought. Thereafter, in 2 weeks, I was able to come to Tsunomiya as well. And my family was waiting for me, and I went to them, and when I opened the door to see them, my son came jumping at me, and he gave me a big hug, and he wouldn't let go, and that continued for just a while. I realized just how much joy and love were expressed at that moment. He talked about many things. He talked about what he had, all the fun things he had done in Utsunomiya, and all the interesting things he had done and the places he had gone and so on. And he was talking to me like about Pall Mall, but he's talking about this and that and the other and how much fun it was. And he was saying that, oh, the things you like are here. And he's like, oh, you like that karage and you like that gyoza and all these other things. He kept talking about me and the little things that I would like here too. And that was just meaningful to hear all that. And at that time, what I realized was that my heavenly father really desires the same type of prayer relationship with me. And I was just questioning myself, am I really praying in that way that is acknowledging him? And am I really doing the heart of God? Am I really respecting him? And it just really made me question, like, what I am doing with my life. We really are the beloved sons and daughters of God. And we really are to have a heart-to-heart relationship that's connected with him and have a good awareness of that. And that is something that I want to be more aware of as I progress in life. That is what will give us true joy. And that joy is something that will never deplete, but rather overflow. So if we are filled with overflowing joy, then what can we do? That's what I'll talk about my second point. In the Garden of Eden, the relationship was broken. And when it's restored, we can be connected with heaven. And we can receive that blessing like already as soon as we believe in Jesus Christ here on earth. We can, even though we're around this unfulfillment disease, we can be fulfilled at all times. The reason why is that we know we are loved by God. We are known by God and we are a pleasure in his sight. And we can live in that light. Jesus Christ actually explained about that when he was here on earth and encouraged us to have that joy as sons and daughters of him. Due to sin, though, and also this unfulfillment disease and other things going around, it's difficult sometimes to grasp and hold on to this joy and to continue to be in that situation. But what does Jesus suggest? He suggests that we follow the heart of God to truly desire that and to do what it is, to do God's will. And that's what Jesus did. And in that way, he was continually filled with joy. In John 4:34, it says, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." And that is what fulfilled Jesus' heart. Of course, if food is essential and you need to have nutrients in order to live, but in the same way, you need to have God in your life and to be connected to him and do his will in order to truly be fulfilled. Let's remember that, and to remember that we can get nutrients from God in that way by having the relationship with him and be filled with joy. We need to seek and do the will of God. In doing so, we can have this restored relationship through what Jesus has done with God. And to continue it, we can continue to seek and do the will of God. Sometimes when I'm too busy and I try to be fulfilled with the joy of the world or try to do things faster and get it in a better way, there are times where I forget or don't do the will of God. But first, I need to remember who I am. I need to remember I am a beloved son or daughter of God, and to look up to him and to desire what his will is. There was a big church in Texas, USA called the Community Bible Church. And in one of the worship services, there was something that happened. There was a homeless person who came to participate in the service. And that person was saying all kinds of things that he shouldn't have said, and all during the whole service. And he was just filled with anger, it seemed. Anger against God, anger against his life, anger against people. And he was just angry, and he just wouldn't be quiet. And he was just saying all those terrible things while the pastor was even speaking. In normal circumstances, somebody would come and, escort him out, because this is all like live on YouTube, and they would have asked him to leave in normal circumstances. However, at that time, the pastor, Ed, actually was wondering and praying to God what God's heart was and God's desire was. And so he finished his message, or had to stop speaking, actually. He put down his microphone and went up to that homeless person and started talking to him. And then he learned many things. He learned of why he had come to the church. And this, the reason why is that Michael, a person at the church, had invited him. And so he asked more about it. Michael was someone who came to the first service, and through that service, he had learned about what it meant to seek the will of God, and he wanted to do something that was seeking the will of God. So on a ways home from church, he went to a fast food restaurant, and when he passed by there, he wanted to give this man food he thought that was the will of God, and so he started talking to him. And Michael asked him, he said, have you ever thought of going to church? And the homeless person said, yeah, I'd love to go. And he said, when? He said, can I go right now? And Michael's like, oh, well, okay. And so he came back for second service. And when he was in second service, during the service, this homeless person started saying all these terrible things. And Michael was kind of worried about this. However, when the pastor was talking to the homeless man, he asked Michael to come up as well. And they were standing out down in front of the pulpit. And he just explained to the man that God loved him. And he says, I don't know what's happened in your life, but God really loves you. You are loved by God. And then people around the church started coming up to him and giving him hugs and providing him with money for support, and really showed him true love. And I'll show you a picture of this incident. And you can see that there was restoration with God at that time. The one on the left is Michael, who invited him to church. And there was something else that also happened. This hopeless man that time was standing at the fast food restaurant. There was a big truck that was going, big trucks were coming in front of the store, and he was actually going to commit suicide by jumping in front of the truck, because he just was convinced there was no God. And it was just at that time that Michael came up. He gave him food. He told him that God loved him. And he told him to come to church. And he invited him there. And Ed, Pastor Ed, was able to speak about God's love at that time. God's will and God's heart is something that you need to think about. You can see how this person was just about to get end his life, and that's not God's will. How he was touched by God's love, and he was able to realize that he too could be filled with the joy of God by having a relationship with him. And that was truly the will of God. Michael was the one who was doing the will of God, and Pastor Ed as well. Pastor Ed, in theory, should have had to finish his sermon and end the service, but he didn't. He stopped, and he did the will of God at that time. After first service, Michael was convinced that he needed to be doing what God was desired, and he came and met this homeless man, and that changed both of their lives. We need to realize that doing the will of God is what God desires of us, sons and daughters of Him. What is it that God is asking you to do for Him? We need to really seek and to do His will. We can't always just focus on what it is that we want to do and attaining better things that the world has to offer, because that won't truly satisfy us. We need to focus on what God's heart is and not walk away from that. In that way, we can be filled with joy. We can have the promise of eternal life. And we can realize that God will do great things for us. We need to realize how important this is to focus on our relationship with God. As for ourselves, in the Garden of Eden, the relationship with God was broken, but we have a promise of restoration of that through Jesus Christ, and we can attain that by believing in Him. This unfulfillment disease that's going around the world is something that will continue to impact our hearts unless we focus and remember on how we are a son and daughter of Jesus Christ, of God. And we want to be able to share this love of God with others as well. In doing so, we can have a heart that is filled with joy and be used by God. I encourage you, each and every one of you, to do what God's will is for you. And I will continue to do so in America as well. Please allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to realize that we have emptiness in our hearts. Thank you for allowing us to come before you to seek fulfillment in that way. We thank you for your presence and your love and for this opportunity here, Lord, to worship you. Lord, thank you for allowing us to remember that we are loved by you. We are sons and daughters of you, and we can have the joy of heaven as we desire to be led by you. We thank you for the work Jesus Christ has done to restore the broken relationship with you. And Lord, allow us to be able to pray in your name. We thank you for that privilege. As we pray to you, Lord, we want to truly seek and do your will. Allow us, Lord, to know more what your will is in our lives. And allow us, Lord, to be able to have the strength and wisdom to be able to do your will. As we can, Lord, allow us to touch as many people as possible with your truth and your love. Please use us, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now we'll have a time to pray together in silence. Please allow me to pray once more. May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be be with you, everyone who is here, and also the people who are watching online today and this week and forevermore. Amen. Amen. We will have a few announcements and conclude today's service. Please refer to the screen in front. Last week was the junior high school and high school camp. Thank you so much for praying for them and also providing financial support. Next is IBF, International Bible Fellowship. When I was at this church, I also participated in this. It's a wonderful ministry. If you're interested,